I know of nothing that can be more meaningful in your life than that of memorizing key passages of Scripture. Let me share with you some of the reasons why I think it is very important for the Christian to memorize key passages of Scripture. I think the first reason is that we may know Jesus Christ. As a Christian, it ought to be our desire to glorify Him and want to know Him and walk with Him. In John 5, 39 and 40, Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, and He says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and you will not come to Me that you might have life." He said, "These testify of Me." The purpose of the Scriptures is to testify of Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 14 down through verse 17, Paul's writing to Timothy, and he says, "And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation." All right? The first purpose of the Scriptures is that we might become a Christian. And the way, if you have become a Christian, that you became a Christian was as a result of hearing the Word of God. It might have been through preaching, through a Sunday school teacher. It may have been at Falls Creek. But some way, somehow, you heard the message from the Bible of Jesus Christ, and that being mixed with faith, you became a Christian. And then the Scriptures go on to say, "For all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable." The Scriptures are profitable for doctrine, that is, for teaching, to teach you how to live the Christian life. And then for reproof, once you begin to get off the path, the Word of God will speak to you. For example, Psalms 19:11 says, "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in the keeping of them there is great reward." And when you begin to stray from the path, if you're consistently exposing yourself to the Word of God, if you've memorized passages which the Holy Spirit can use, then He will point out to you where you're going wrong. And not only that, but through Scripture memory and getting those truths into your heart, you know how to get back on the path. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And so through confession, which the Scriptures point out, are the means whereby the Christian comes back into fellowship with God, then you know how, through the Scriptures, to confess your sin and be back in right relationship to God. And then for instruction in righteousness, to show you how to stay on the path once you get off the path. Once you get back on the path, and then to really walk with God on a day-by-day basis. So the primary reason for memorizing verses is that you might know Jesus Christ more intimately and personally. There is no way you can separate Jesus Christ from the Bible. The Bible, all through the Bible, points to the person of Jesus Christ. And what we know of Jesus, we have learned from the Bible. If you want to know Jesus Christ and to walk with Him, I give you no hope of really doing that on any kind of consistent basis unless you are getting God's Word into your heart. I think the second reason for memorizing verses is to help keep you from sin. Psalms 119, verses 9 and 11 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And God's word points out areas. It points out traps. And as a result of this, it helps us to keep us from sin. We know what God has to say. Jesus was speaking to a group of men in Matthew 22:29, and He says, "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." And many times we make mistakes in our lives because we do not know what the Scriptures teach at that point. I think the third reason for memorizing verses is for our own personal growth. 1 Peter 2:2 says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." And Paul, in speaking to the elders from Ephesus, and he says that this is the last time he'll ever see them. It says in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, "And now, brethren, I commend you to the Word of God, to God, and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up." Now notice, God, working through His Word, is able to build us up. And if you want to really grow as a Christian, the Word of God is essential. Again and again, you find in the Bible the idea of the milk of the Word of God is important for the baby Christian, just as milk is important for the physical baby. And so, if you want to really grow, get into the Word of God. Begin to find passages that speak to you and memorize them and go over and over them. This is one of the things that I think will help you to grow more than anything. I've seen this with many Christians here at the University of Oklahoma. As God begins to do a work in their life, as they become Christians, and we begin to share Scripture memory with them, one of the earliest things I share with a young Christian, apart from his own daily quiet time, a devotional time each day, is to begin to memorize key passages. I've seen young Christians who have been Christians for a very brief time, and yet their knowledge of the Word of God and God's will for their life is amazing because they have memorized His Word. This will help you to grow, as very few other things that you can ever do as a Christian. And then the fourth reason, I think, is for you to be able to help other Christians. In Ephesians 4:29, Paul says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." This thing Paul's talking about here, edifying others, that is, building up others. The word edify means to build up, building up of other Christians. And I know of no way in which you can help to build up other Christians more than being able, out of your own life, to share verses that God has spoken to you through, just out of your own Scripture memory. In Luke 24, verse 27, Jesus, after He rose from the dead, is walking on the road to Emmaus with two disciples who do not know who He is at this time. And verse 27, it says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He," that is Jesus, "expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself." Now notice, beginning at Moses, Moses wrote the first five books of the Old Testament. Moses and all the prophets, and Jesus did not have a New Testament in His pocket, as you might have. He did not have a scroll, but He's simply walking along a road. And beginning in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and going through the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. Jesus was expounding unto them that which He had learned, that which He had memorized, which was in His heart. And then in verse 32 of that same chapter, after Jesus left, one said to the other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us by the way and while He opened to us the Scriptures?" If you want to be used of God in the lives of other Christians, memorize the Word. Get it into your life. Pray over it. Think through it. And that which has been very, very helpful to you can be used of God in the lives of other people in times of real need. Another way in which the Word of God can help you is through witnessing. If you want to witness to your friends, then you need to be able to share what God has to say and right out of your own heart and life. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks a reason of the hope that is within you, with meekness and fear." And so you need to be ready at any time to share with a non-Christian the Word of God, to be able to witness to him. And so these are five ways that I think Scripture memory can help you to know Jesus Christ. It can help keep you from sin. Can help you for your own personal growth, to receive guidance. It can help you, then number four, in helping other Christians. Number five, it can help you to be a witness to others. Now at this point, let me share with you some of the objections I've run into against Scripture memory. One is people say, "Well, I don't want to memorize verses because I think you'd take it out of context." Let me tell you that I know of a number of incidences in which Jesus quoted Scripture and applied it in certain situations in which Paul did, that in some ways you would say, if you gave it to the theologian, that this was out of context. Also, you do not have to take a verse out of context. You can learn the context by the verse. For example, if I were to could be there tonight with you or today and ask you, where is the story of David and Goliath? Now, many of you have known that that's one of the earliest stories from the Bible that you can ever remember hearing. And if I were to ask you, where is it? And you say, "Oh, well, it's from the Old Testament." Well, great. But how long would it take you to find it? And here's a young Christian who needs encouragement and help to see what God could do against tremendous odds with a person who really believed him. I know where that story is because one day I memorized one verse. 1 Samuel 17:45. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." 1 Samuel 17:45. Now the whole 17th chapter of 1 Samuel is the story of David and Goliath, and I know where it is because I memorized one verse. It's kind of like the handle on a suitcase. You pick up the whole suitcase as a result of the little handle. And you can memorize a verse, read the context before it and after it, and cement that passage of Scripture to that one verse, and you can know where that story is. If I were to ask you, where is the story of Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus? It's in John 3, and one of the reasons I know that is because I memorized John 3:16, and I studied the passage around it. Don't let anyone ever discourage you from memorizing verses by saying, "Well, they take it out of context." Now, some people do take it out of context, but that can be a cop-out for people who are not willing to pay the price involved in memorizing Scripture. Another objection some people have, they say, "Well, why memorize it when I can read it?" Well, I find that many times when I'm tempted, I'm not someplace where I can read the Bible. In Joshua 1:8, it says, "This word of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." When? When you meditate in God's word day and night. And there's no way to do that, I do not believe, apart from memorizing it. Because you do not have that kind of time going to school and other things, and such that you can be meditating on his word all the time. But if you memorize it, then when you have a little bit of time, maybe walking to and from school, or sometime you have a few minutes before class, if you have verses in your mind, you can pull those down and meditate over them and think about them. You may not always have the Bible to read. And I would encourage you to store as much of it as you possibly can in your own heart and learn it. It's not the Bible laying on the desk that changes your life. It's the Word of God that you get into your life, and the Holy Spirit has a chance to work on your life and to mold your life thereby. This is the way your life is changed. I think a third reason, and I've heard this, some people say, "Well, I think that's fine for the young Christian, Scripture memory, but I think they need to really dig in depth and study." I have never found any better way to study in depth than to memorize verses. And then at times when I'm driving a car or other times, I can pull that verse down out of my mind. I can pray over it. I can think about it. I can ask God what that means to me. For example, if I, as I'll have to do later today, will be driving the car, I can say, "Well, I think I'll review as I'm driving along." Now, that does not mean that I have the Bible out so that I might run over someone, you know, not watching where I'm going. But as I'm driving along the highway, I can say, "Well, I think I'll review the book of Matthew." Well, what's the first verse I learned? And I remember, I did not memorize these verses in order, but I have them filed in a box. And now I review them by books. And the first one, Matthew 4:4, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. I can think about that. Am I really living by the word of God? What's the next one I learned? Matthew 4:19. And he answered and said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And I can pray about my witnessing. And then I can go on. Matthew 5:6, Matthew 5:16, Matthew 5:19. And so as a result of memorizing, I think I can know the Word of God in depth and in a way, in a practical, I have a practical working knowledge of the Bible I would never have in any other way. I think the main objection people have to Scripture memory is due to spiritual laziness. There's a price to pay to memorize verses. I would not try to kid you at this point. It's difficult, and it never becomes easy. I began to memorize verses a number of years ago. It's as hard for me today as it was the day I began. In fact is, it's sometimes it's harder. I think when you first start sometimes, God's speaking to you in a tremendous way through the Word, and there's an excitement. And yet, it at times that leaves. And it's hard to memorize verses. But I do not know of anything that will pay greater dividends in your life than memorizing verses. I've heard other men of God make this statement, that they have, as a result of scripture memory, this has been one of the greatest things they've ever done in their life, for their own personal life and for their ministry. You know, when you want to find a good example of discipline, I often go to sports. I do not go to the Christian life, because I see today among Christians such a laziness. I know here at the University of Oklahoma, students on the football team, and I work a great deal with athletes, and I know the discipline they go through as a result of being on that football team and trying to be one of the best teams in the nation. As a result of, in order to play 11 or 12 football games a year, those fellows go through untold hours of discipline, day after day after day. Not only discipline, but real pain, trying to pay the price to be the number one team in the nation. That's their desire. That's what they want. And they really go out for that. And yet, we have an opportunity to get the Word of God into our heart, to give our life to something that's eternal. And yet I find Christians who are not willing to spend the time, just a few minutes each day, of memorizing verses and reviewing them such that they can get the Word of God into their heart. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly." God wants His Word dwelling in our lives such that He can use it to do something in our lives, to transform us into the likeness of His own Son, Jesus. Let me encourage you at this point. Here is the way I have found, in a practical way, that I can memorize the Word of God. I know people are busy nowadays. And one of the ways I've found most helpful is through taking little cards. And these will be given to you to memorize verses. Take little cards and on one side write, like for example, if you want to memorize John 3:16, maybe you think, well, now, what's that verse talking about? Well, the primary subject of that verse might be, you might want to call it salvation. And so you write the word salvation in the center of that verse, up at the top of the card, and then under it write the reference, John 3:16. Flip the card over, and on the other side, copy John 3:16 out of whatever translation you want to use. If you want to use a Living Bible, the King James, whatever. Probably since John 3:16 is so familiar to you, I would suggest that you use John 3:16. Those verses that are very familiar with you, it's best for you to memorize them out of the translation which are most familiar to you. And so then on out beside that reference on the front side of it, you'd put John 3:16, KJV, that means King James Version. If you wanted to memorize a verse out of the Living Bible, write the reference and then whatever translation you want to memorize it out of. Like if you want to use a Phillips translation, just put a P out beside the reference. Then flip it over on the other side and copy word for word that verse out of the translation you're using. This way, if you're memorizing John 3:16, when you reviewed it, you'd say, salvation, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And then you'd go through that verse. At the end of the verse, you'd say John 3:16. Say the reference before it and after it. This way, it will not be separated in your mind. Then, once you memorize that verse, I would encourage you to have a system. You may want to memorize two verses a week. If so, you could write your verses or select them on, say, Sunday, the two verses you're going to memorize that week. Or you may want to memorize three, but let's suppose, for our example, you're going to memorize two a week. Then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you learn that first verse. Make sure by the time you go to bed Wednesday night, you can quote that verse word perfectly. Now, it's very important that you memorize it word perfectly. If not, over a long period of time, you will forget what the verse said and what you thought it said. Don't just try to get the general essence. When you do it, memorize it word perfectly and go over it that way. And if you'll do that and review it that way, then in years to come, you'll be able to know literally hundreds and thousands of verses. You can quote them word perfectly because that's the way you learned them. I've seen people become discouraged with scripture memory because they do not go over it and over it and over it enough to get it down word perfectly in the first two or three days. And then, once you've memorized that verse, then on Thursday you'd start on the second verse. Now be sure and review that first one you learned every single day for about 2 months. It won't take you but just a few seconds to do that. But this way, you can learn it in the first two or three days, but then review it every single day for about 2 months. This will get it well ingrained in your mind. And then after that, I would only review it, say, once every two or three weeks, once a month, as the cards begin to stack up as you get to know more. Then on that Thursday, you start on your second verse. And by the time you go to bed on Saturday night, make sure you can quote it. Then you knock off on Sunday, go to church, you have other things to do. And then on the next Monday, you review the two you learned the day before and start on your third one. And make sure by the time you go to bed Wednesday night, you know it perfectly. But review your verse. Once you've memorized it, you're taking 3 days now to memorize it, and review it every single day for about 2 months after that. And then you lay it aside and review it periodically then, just often enough to keep it. I have mine listed in a box by dates, like on the first day of the month. I pull some out that I've reviewed. But see, I do not put them in that box until after I've reviewed them for 2 months. And then I only review them, say, once every 2 weeks now in order to keep the verses. This is the best system I've found. It's practical. Then you can make little packs out of felt to carry your verses in. You can keep them in your shirt pocket. Girls, you can keep them in your purse. When you're at school, you have a few minutes, you can go over your verses. Another thing I'd encourage you to do is get a friend that will check up on you. Maybe here, some of you listening to this tape, you would want to pair off and I would suggest fellows that you find a fella. Girls, you find another girl that you can get with. And this way, maybe you can call each other on Wednesday night and say, okay, quote your verse to me. This way you can check up on each other. Make sure the person, when they quote the verse, quote it word perfectly. If they don't, tell them they don't know it. They really don't know it well unless they can quote it word perfectly. This way you can be a mutual encouragement to each other in your scripture memory. Let me use an example that I hope will help you. It does not take very long to memorize verses and review them each day, but it's just a little bit of time each day and it'll really amount up. For example, if one of you wanted to say, if you got interested in butterflies and you wanted to learn all you could about butterflies, let's suppose that you would set aside, we'll say 15 minutes each day, and you would go to the library and you'd get a book on butterflies and you begin to read. At the end of 15 minutes, you'd put the book back on the shelf. And so we'll suppose that this day you decided that you'd learn about butterflies and you'd give 15 minutes a day just to that. And so you read about butterflies. At the end of 15 minutes, if I could walk up to you and you begin to tell me about butterflies, you might say something like this. Did you know that there are big butterflies and little butterflies? Well, of course I knew that. Did you know there are solid-colored butterflies and spotted butterflies? Well, I knew that. See, maybe in the first 15 minutes you read about butterflies, you may not know much more about them than I did, but you'd probably learn something that I didn't know. And if you continue to do that every day for 15 minutes, at the end of the year, you'd know more about butterflies than any teacher in your school. If you continue to do that over a period of years, and let's say until you're 70 years of age, and someone one day decided they wanted to read about butterflies, and they go into the library and they pick up the book, then you would probably be the author of the book on butterflies. Because you could probably become a world authority in the area of butterflies. And see, it didn't take a great deal of time. From the time you left your locker or wherever, your classroom to go to the library, and actually from the time you even thought about it, going in there and reading until you quit, just 15 minutes a day. If you would spend just a few minutes like that each day, given to scripture memory and review, it would amaze you what God would do in your life. And you can memorize verses in review in time that other people waste when you're walking here or there, when you're doing things that do not really take a full concentration of your mind. Let me encourage you to memorize the Word of God. I know that in school most of us only memorize what we have to. I heard a man say to one time, a barber, he said, you know, I've noticed men, and he had a nephew who was being greatly used of God, and one of the reasons he was is because he had memorized God's Word and gotten it into his life such that he knew Christ and he knew something of his will for him and is better able to trust him because he knew what the Bible said. And he said this to me. He said, you know, Max, I've been around Christians for many years, and one thing I've noticed, you do not memorize something unless it means something to you. How much does the Word of God mean to you? Ask God to help you at this point and begin to memorize verses. Now, remember this. Watch out for pride. Some people say to me, how many verses do you know? I do not know, and I do not want to know. I'm not memorizing them so I can count them. God's not primarily interested in how many verses I know as much as he is in the character of my life. And so when you begin to memorize verses, don't run around with your cards and turning everyone off by saying, well, how many verses do you know? Just memorize them, pray over them, meditate on them, and let God mold your life into the likeness of Jesus Christ. I would highly recommend it. You will never do anything in your Christian life that can mean more to you than beginning to get the Word of God into your life. Let me give you some verses to start on. This is a little memory course called Glorify the Lord. Whatever we do ought to be to glorify the Lord. That's the reason for Scripture memory. I want my life to glorify Him. And so you can write at the top of your little card, Glorify the Lord. And under that, 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says in the King James, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. That's 1 Corinthians 10:31. And then that will form an acrostic. See, glorify the Lord. Take the first, take each letter in that phrase, glorify the Lord, write it down the left-hand margin of a sheet of paper. G, we will let stand for glorify the Lord. The next letter is L, which we'll let stand for love. The next one will be O, for obedience. And I'll give you a verse for each one of those. For love, Matthew 22:36-38. For obedience, John 14:21. Rejoice, Philippians 4:4. Intercession, Colossians 4:12. Faith, Hebrews 11:6. Youth, 1 Timothy 4:12. Thanksgiving, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Hindrances, Mark 4:19. Edification, which means building up of people in the faith, Ephesians 4:29. L stands for Lordship of Christ, Luke 6:46. O is for others, Philippians 2:3-4. R is for respect for parents, Ephesians 6:1. D is for dedication, Romans 12:1-2. Once you've memorized this little course, you can have it for the rest of your life because you can say, glorify the Lord, and remember what each letter is and the verse, the topic in the verse that it stands for.